This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So it's Tuesday, it's an intimate affair, and I promise you, this is the safest space you'll ever find yourself in. So whatever it is that you want to share with us, it will literally be between me and you and Mrs. M, so you can trust us with it. With the liberty... with the liberty of it, obviously, allowing you to be anonymous if you're not comfortable revealing your identity. So I shared earlier on, Mrs. M, you were not on air, that there's this reality show called Married at First Sight.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this couple that got married, and they actually got divorced a month after they were married. Because what happens in this, as per title, Married at First Sight, it's people that are complete strangers that sort of like get married and hope that it will work for the best. And it did not work for the best. It's almost like an arranged type of marriage kind of set up, you know. So it didn't work for this lady, Jasmina, no Michael, gay, because they got divorced after a month. So it just made me think about other people that have found themselves in the same situation. Not, of course, with Married at First Sight, but people who got married early when they could have waited a bit longer. So it just raises that question, Yoguti. Should we get married early in our early 20s? Or should we maybe wait until later? You know, because... When is the right age for us to get married?
Yeah, when is the right
age? Did you receive a proposal, Afika? What are you trying to tell us?
I mean, a lady doesn't kiss and tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very interesting topic, and greetings to Bonkabala Leli and Ekaya, and also the beautiful lady in studio there with you. Thank Unfortunately, you. I'm not in studio today, but I am still part of the show, thanks to technology enabling us to do all these wonderful things.
Absolutely.
It's an interesting topic. Love it. I'm one of those people that I would consider myself married young. I was 25 when I said I do. I am still with my husband of my youth.
Yes, we love that.
But I can't say that it has gone without challenges of its own, us being married young and us growing and developing together.
Yeah.
So if anyone is asking, is there an incorrect age, I wouldn't say a number.
Of course, yeah.
I wouldn't say a number, simply because a person can be 40 and absolutely immature and unbearably childish and not wise and not to be trusted and all of that. And I find that those are attributes of a kid, you know, a child is not expected to have particular wisdom. So when a child makes a mistake, you can easily say it was a mistake, because it's expected that they don't have that much wisdom. And also maturity is the same, and also the level of trust that you can give to a child and an adult are quite different as well.
Yeah.
So I figured that the right age to be married should always be measured by maturity. How mature are you to be able to enter that lifelong commitment? Because marriage is not just feelings and feeling each other and all of that. That is dating.
Yeah, that is.
When you're in marriage, you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what scares a lot of us.
Doctor.
It's Mrs. M.
Oh, Mrs. M. Sorry.
Yes,
Mrs. M.
Yeah. Thank you for the prophecy. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Can I ask, what are the most five causes of divorce?
I think the most prevalent that people would say is that people cheat. But then more than that is that people are not growing. When someone doesn't grow, people can separate because a person just wants to remain stagnant and they're not showing any signs of wanting to grow and to develop. And then thirdly, I find that difference in ideologies, how I see life and how you see life, what I see as important and what my partner sees as important, can also cause the difference in differences in marriage. Also, I found that culture and religion also play a very big role when it comes to people divorcing, because there we taught different kinds of things, and almost all the time we come from two different spaces. One could be coming from a traditional home and one could be coming from a religious home. And if we can't find harmony in that, it can lead us on to divorce. And then perhaps the last one being finances, that if financially as a family not doing well, either one partner is irresponsible or one partner is not contributing or mismanaging or doesn't have or they don't share the same financial vision, then you find that people do turn to divorce because of those reasons. I think I've mentioned five as you asked.
Are young people... Oh, why are young couples more likely to divorce?
That's a good question.
That's a good one. Of course, I don't believe in the likeliness of divorce, but I do believe in the fact that there are things that can likely cause divorce between young people. First of all, it's the fact that we get married without self-understanding first. We fall in love, and when we fall in love young, it's usually based on just how you make me feel. It usually doesn't have a future plan or what are we going to look like in 10 years kind of a thing. So most of the time it's two young people infatuated with each other and having these romantic feelings, and they like each other so much, and there is room, there is available support for them to get married. So half the time, those people, as they grow, they can grow into different people with a different set of likes and a different set of dislikes. And it potentially can grow apart, or other people grow in unity as well. But those that happen to then grow apart, a person is like, I no longer recognize you. And it's true. It's because I have grown from when you met me at varsity to where I am now, 15 years later. I'm a different woman or I'm a different man. And that could potentially cause a likelihood of divorce between the two people. Most of the time, young people, when they get married, their families are so in the mix. And there's so much being said. The family feels like these two are children and they need to be guided. So the family then comes too close to the kitchen in this. Everything that gets said and spoken here goes to the parents. The parents are having input and all of that. And eventually that is bound to suffocate a marriage. And those two young people can end up growing into divorce. And then perhaps another reason could be the fact that they have never been exposed enough to opportunity. Most of the time as we grow, we get exposed to certain levels of opportunity. Maybe it could be opportunity for money, for business, for relationships, you know. When I was still in varsity, I was just meeting varsity girls. And all of a sudden, when I am going into workspace, now I'm exposed to other more mature, older, pretty looking, got it together, you know, women and men. And you find that the exposure then makes the person to regret the decision that they possibly made young, and they think that they can make a better decision when they are grown. That is one of the most important thing that young people should be aware of, the fact that what life is exposing you to now is not always going to be the case. If you are at MUT and you are exposed to that community, chances are when you go out to work, you'll be exposed to a different community. And when you go out into business, or even as you grow at work and whatever, you get to meet different communities. And you find that you meet different people that you are attracted to or you fall in love with. So giving yourself time is very much important.
Yeah, I really support that, because I feel like it happens even in relationships. Some people, they'll date maybe during high school, and then once the person gets into varsity, either they cheat or they move on and date someone else. Same with the workplace. Once they get to the workplace, or when it's either they cheat or they break up with the person to be with someone else, because they feel like, okay, no, I don't think.
And it's never sinister to the next person. And I often find with him, if we are in relationships, we make it, especially the dating ones, that where we are not married, we make it so permanent and fixed that when somebody moves on, you know, it's like the ugliest thing they could ever do. Whereas if we really just dated for the effect of knowing one another without getting sexually active and sexually now embedded, you know, with one another, we'll find that we could easily be able to meet different types of people. You don't need to go around having sex, but you can meet people, converse with people, move to the next level of your life and meet people before you even commit to anyone.
Yeah, so you feel that it's the sexual attachment that causes for us to be unable to move on?
Most of the time. And also another contributor to young people getting married. A lot of young people would get married because of the fact that they've had a sexual encounter and at church it's not allowed, so let's quickly get married and all of that. Or I was a virgin and now you must marry me and all of that. And Oh, there's a baby that's coming that is on the way that is now informing this decision to marry each other.
Yeah. Mrs. M, I asked some of our campus voices to actually comment and tell me, do they think that they should rather wait and get married later, or should they rather get married now? Yeah, well. So I have a few voice notes, and we're going to be getting through them, but I just want to read this text first before we go into the voice notes. This is anonymous because they haven't given their name. Getting married in your early 20s is not a bad thing if you're married to your soulmate, because you grow and you build together, and that's what makes your love or your love foundation stronger. Unlike meeting someone in your 30s, when you have already achieved a lot of things on your own, that love doesn't work out most of the time because you have already learned to sweat and work hard on your own to achieve your dreams and do things without a partner helping you or being with someone by your side. So, Mngani, so most of the time it doesn't work out. I think this is such an interesting text. I love the fact that it's different from the perspective we've had. I don't know what you think, Mrs. M.
No, I think so. Like I said in the beginning, that I got married young and I feel like I met my soulmate. And the most unfortunate thing is that so many of us were getting married young at that time, and so many of the couples that we got, you know, that are like peers to us, we can count a number of them that have gotten divorced then. So it works both ways, you know. It really does work both ways. As an adult, someone would say, try as a young people to stay away from things that are binding you, you know. Explore your future, explore yourself, get to know who you are, get to know what you will be bringing in, collect resources. You know, in the society that we're living in now, we would advise men and women to find themselves first before they even try to find a soulmate. And I think that then becomes such a nice win-win situation, that I know who I am and I chose you because I want you here. You know, I didn't choose you because of how I feel, but I chose you because I want you here. And then you make me feel the way that I feel happy about you, you know. And when people know who they are, they can be able to identify themselves yeah. when they are at fault.
Absolutely.
When I'm hurting my partner, I can see it because I know who I am and I know the things that would hurt my partner. I'm mature enough to have self-consciousness, you know, and also have unembeza as well about things.
Yo, I really feel like it really is important that we just underline what you've said, Mrs. Emle Oguti. We need to first get to know who we are before we can want to search for soulmates. Because in the society we live in now, it's like we're all trying to find soulmates.
All at once. And I think need is cutting to know more about each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not even sure if you guys are looking for soulmates. I'm
we
saying
are,
you guys,
actually.
I'm really taking myself out of your generation right now. I'm not sure if you guys are looking for soulmates because there's such prevalence of pregnancies that are unplanned and then seen Tuga or baby daddy on the side. But in actual fact, possibly most of the time, one party maybe is looking for a soulmate and the other party is just, dating. So it's important that when we are older, at least we can firmly ask each other those questions. So, dude, what is the plan about us here? What is going on, you know? So that you are in this knowing, you know? But now I find that most of young people, the minute they sleep together, they think that it's, you know, now they eat and they end all.
Yeah.
And that's where the challenge is. If we eliminated the sex part of dating and getting to know one another and growing through life with each other, you will find that we are actually going to grow more into understanding one another and being, you know, understand, like just enjoying each other's company, each other's growth, congratulating each other, rooting for one another, supporting each other, until we really get to a point where we can say, you know what, I can't do this life thing without you.
Okay. I hear you, Mrs. M, and I really feel like, yeah, the whole sex thing does, I think because of just the nature of sex, because it's so spiritual, that's probably why, you know, go back on that thing, because without being too deep, because this is a conversation on its own, it creates soul ties. So,
yes, it does. And it eliminates so many conversations. I used to make this joke at church, and I say, if somebody says they want to get to know you, and they're calling you into a room that has electricity must be switched off and all of that stuff, that person is not trying to get to know you. They're trying to get to know there, you know? So if somebody wants to really get to know you, they will be willing to go to where you are elementally exposed. Could it be that Afika is the best of herself when she's in studio? So the person who wants to get to know you will visit you in studio to see you in your element, you know, of best. And the person who wants to get to know you, they will support you in your studies and all of that because they're interested in what you become more than locking you up somewhere and, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, even guys now, it's not just women that that should be careful of that, because even guys, you'll find that guys would have a conversation, be like, hey, angwazi ukukhuluma lutho nje nalona, you know,
kufanele
kube kuthintwana nje kwenziwa ini naye, you know what I mean? Because they're not always looking for that, you know. If you're looking for a partner, for a life partner, for somebody that you're going to get to know forever, you want to see them in their place of excellence.
Absolutely. That's very true, Mrs. M, and I think it's a food for thought for all of us, but we need to get into some voice notes because there's quite a few. Thank you so much, by the way, for engaging with us. I really enjoy hearing you guys share your opinions, what you think, and like I said again, it is a very safe space, so you can definitely share. Here's our first voice notes.
On getting married at a young age is that it stems from a lack of emotional support from our parents at a young age, because then suddenly we feel the need to have someone to lean on and submit to at ages of 21, to have responsibilities and feel validated, when really it's because our parents didn't give us that acknowledgement that we needed. And we're just not strong enough to stand as individuals and as our own persons.
And that's true.
I'm definitely not for young marriages. I truly believe that you want to explore. You don't want to have regrets. You want to make mistakes on your own before you settle down. Thank you.
Thank you too, Anonymous. That's such a great voice note. That's so true.
Yeah, that is so true. Find yourself, find who you are, and don't expose yourself to hurt or to things that are now going to be showstoppers for you.
Mm.
You know, having a child that is unplanned can, in as much as it's not the end of life, but it then becomes something that if you wanted to go and study overseas, it's now something that you must consider. You know,
yeah, you can't just go
work
anyway.
Overseas. Now it's something that you must consider.
Mm.
Whatever future that you're going to be building for yourself, now that is something additional that you need to consider. So I say, hooray to Anonymous for wanting to discover who she is. Find your own voice. That's what she mentioned. That is very critical that I wanted to talk about. She said, to be able to stand up for yourself and be able to have your own voice.
Yeah.
That is very, very critical. Because getting married, marriage has so many stereotype rules that have been put around it. And if you don't have your own voice yet, you might just fall prey, you know, to people wanting to control your life, wanting to, you know, lead your life in a particular way. We spoke about that earlier, that mostly when young people get married, the family is in that marriage as well.
Yes.
It's not wrong to find your life partner young, but
you don't
at
have
the
to get
same
married
time, keep yourself, give yourself the freedom that allows you to grow and know who you are before you walk down that aisle and say, I do.
Absolutely. And I feel like, Mrs. M, you can meet your soulmate but not get married to them right away. You know, you can meet someone and feel that, okay, this person will probably be, I see them being my life partner. But you don't have to just instantly get married to them, want to marry them at that present moment in time. You can still do life without really getting married. Mm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, I think one day we'll have the conversation about dating, and maybe I'll also bring my husband onto the show.
Yay.
He's the one that speaks a lot about that, to say that we need to stop formalizing or marriage-alizing.
So that we
can stay, one, out of sin in as far as that is concerned, and number two, safeguard our futures and ourselves and what we become later on, from the point of the fact that we are not always in the same place as people, you know. I want a partner, I'm just dating, you know, and all of that, and we're not always in the same place.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
that is just a different conversation on its own, where we want to legalize dating and people must, you must see me as your future wife and all of that stuff, or your future husband and all of that. Really, really young people should be at a level where, like Anonymous was saying, where they are getting to know themselves. The world is not Umlazi, it's not Durban, it's much bigger than that. You know, there's other billions of people that you haven't met. There's cultures that you haven't seen, you haven't experienced.
Yeah.
There's money out there that you don't even know exists yet. You know, there's businesses and everything and all of that. So if we could just put our minds together in that we want more and asifuna ukuphelela la esikhona, you know, we'll experience a whole lot more in life.
Absolutely. We're going to go into another voice note and hear what you have had to say. Would you actually consider getting married in your early 20s, or do you think it's wiser to wait until later?
Personally, I really am not supportive of people getting married at a very young age. And that young age in question is very early 20s. We've got 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds getting married. And, I mean, it does happen on the rare occasion that someone is really mature enough to understand what they're doing, and the maturity level is that of possibly someone who's in their late 30s. It happens, but it's rare. As for the rest of these people that are getting married at a very young age, I don't know. I mean, you don't really know yourself. You haven't found yourself yet. But already you have to now find yourself in a position of being someone's wife or someone's husband. That's a lot to take on. That's a lot of responsibility to take on. You haven't even explored how you are as an individual and how you are as someone in a relationship, as well as a young adult in society. But now suddenly you must. Because being somebody's wife and somebody's husband, being somebody's spouse, into, comes with a lot of baggage and a lot of responsibility and a lot of expectations from society. And for a 21-year-old, that is a lot to take in. So I feel like those are usually the biggest causes of the high divorce rate right now. Because you're always on the outside looking in. You are in marriage and you're yearning for what your peers are doing out there. And it creates a sort of resentment within that relationship. Or would you feel like this person's holding you back?
Yeah. I think that's very
personally,
that's very, very powerful. Yeah. I think that's very powerful because there is a certain level of truth in it. What she said there in the end about how you actually start resenting that person. You feel like they're holding you back. You're in the inside looking out.
And that's what you find most people doing now. People are married, but they're looking out wishing they were not, or wishing they were living the life of people that are not. And no one wants to be in a regretful position or live a regretful life.
Yeah, nobody does.
Only a regretful life. So I do think, Uthi, it must always be a careful decision. It must always be a wise decision.
Yes.
My friends and I always laugh because I think most of us, we were like married at 25 or so, and we always laugh at the fact that I wish my mom could have just slapped me and said, "Wake up. What are you doing?" because I think when you're older, you get to realize your potential. And you get to realize the opportunities that are available for you. And unfortunately, marriage informs a lot of yeses and nos in terms of what you can or can't do.
Yeah. Yeah, because you are supposed to be accountable for something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So, hey, kumatata, guys. Don't look at marriage and just think that it's just as easy peasy. You know, you can just get married just like that. It really...
Oh, but it's very nice also.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. If two young people decide to spend the rest of their life together, they should at least have a plan. And they can then go ahead and enjoy each other's company. Married, not fornicating, married with one another, exploring life, driving each other to greatness, supporting each other. And that, I think that should be, if you are deciding to marry someone and you're young, just be sure that you're marrying your number one supporter. You're marrying your cheerleader, you know. You're marrying your pillar of strength. Be sure that you're not marrying someone that feels inferior to you or someone that's not going to take your success kindly. Or someone that's just going to feel small about you growing, becoming the woman or the man that you're aiming to become. So if you're sure and if you're certain that I'm marrying my number one, you know, ride or die. We are getting rich or dying trying together.
Yes. If you're sure, yes. But one day, Mrs. M, we must speak about, because you said if two young people are getting married together, and often it happens that it's not two young people. It's one young person and the other one is way older than them. Not way older as in like, it would almost be like substantial rape type of thing, but they just older than them.
Yeah.
So one day
those situations do happen also. Someone is deciding to get married, but it's not a young person that they're getting married to.
Yes.
And there's things to look out for in terms of, are you getting into a good relationship or in a sort of abusive or controlled space, you know. There's a lot that you can look out for in that situation.
Yeah. I wanted to go into another voice note. This is Uti Utini Omunye. Would you consider getting married early or do you think we should wait later, especially after what we've been speaking about?
Okay. Hi, it's Nomvelo. I'm from Adam.
Hi, Nomvelo.
Going out on dates.
Okay, I think this is another one. Sorry for that, Mrs. M.
Hello?
No, I said sorry for that. We're playing another voice note.
Okay.
Mina ngowami umbono, ngibona ku-right ukushada usomdala. Ngoba kumele ugqilazwa kulezi zitete khona. Ngoba kuyinkinga. Kusasa sengcane ngadlekezini ngoba uzohlupha. Yebo. Kuyahlupha nje kusasa sengcane ngadlekezini lezi zinye awudlanga. Eluzeli ke tudlule zona mase uyashadayo. Wami umbono.
Okay, at least we got a male perspective. They must go through all kama stages of being young and then get married later.
Yes, and you find that males actually do wait to go through all these, in majority of them,
they do.
They stay away from getting married and experience themselves and acquire, you know, assets for themselves in order for them to settle into a better space when they're getting married.
Yeah.
And I think the most unfortunate thing is that for us as women, I don't know if you guys still do it, but for us, we grew up in that conditioning space that you're going to be a wife.
Cooking,
and all of those things. while the boy is getting a Ferrari and what am I choice. So we find that us, we easily committable because we naturals and that's what we want to do. But that's why it requires even more consciousness if for young people if they're deciding to get married. I'm not for it, but I'm not against it as well, to say. If young people are sure and they're certain and they have a plan and they know what they're doing, hey, let's go. Sizwa masalad.
Yes. Asizwa bunye ukuthuthini.
Sanibonani, good morning. I think it's a good idea to shut up in our early 20s. So we school is fun, school and all. You must experiment and all. Like, that's really fun. I find that really nice.
Hi. Okay, Uti Ena, we can grow together, we can experiment together. I think that's special. I'm sure there are couples. Mrs. M, you can help me on this one because you also got married in your early 20s. I'm sure you and your husband did do that together, like you grew together.
That was, most definitely.
Yeah.
We're different people to who we are now. We met when I was 18, got married at 25. Now we are different, but we've been able even to see our marriage change because it has not remained the same. Even it grow and change, and we have grown different interests and all of that. So there is great potential for that. That's why I said earlier that if you are sure that you are marrying your biggest supporter, your biggest fan, both ways, not just one, both ways, and you can go out there and explore life and grow together. The worst is when you stifle each other's growth and when your dreams are not the same, is when your drive is not the same, then you've got challenges there.
Yeah, that's very true. I said, when you go to teen, would you consider getting married early or would you rather wait until later?
Guys, I don't think a person should get married in like their early 20s. Like, I feel like a person needs to explore first. Like, they need to enjoy life before they can commit, because many marriages like break because of that. So you need to actually get married once you're ready.
Yeah, I'm glad that most people are agreeing. You would say no. Not that we're saying if you agree and you're saying that no, you are for it, that's the wrong kind of mentality.
Yeah.
But it's just lovely to see that a lot of young people are more focused on living their lives and
getting to know themselves and who they are, and getting to understand the fact that they need to see a whole lot that is out there in the world.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to mention, I find it that living in regret of anything is painful. Now imagine living with someone for the rest of your life regretting the decision that you made, or feeling as if they held you back, or feeling as if they didn't support you enough. If they had, you would be somewhere different and all of that.
Yeah.
Or feeling as if you would have made better choices in between. So rather, if you are unsure, wait it out.
Yeah, I also support that. Rather wait it out, because it really is serious. Now you are literally left with this person for
the rest of your life.
The rest of your life. And can you imagine now you are regretting, and you're also a mother to this person's children, or your father to this person's children, and you almost feel trapped.
Yes.
It's very hectic. I'd rather wait.
Yeah.
I'd rather wait. As is when you go to teen, this is going to be our last voice note, and then we're going to be reading the text messages. Send to Anonymous.
Hi, it's Nombelo, and I'm from Adams Mission. Should we marry in our early 20s or wait until later? I would say at the right time. Some people, their right time is when they're teenagers. Some people, it's early 20s or until, you know, they're in their late 30s, maybe in their 40s. It just depends on the type of relationship you are in and the type of respect and type of values that you guys share. So even if maybe the guy is 23 and the girl is 20 and, you know, they have all the money to make sure that when they're together, they're not struggling, they love each other, they're obsessed with each other, they know everything about each other and they want to build a family, then I think they should do it. And then other people, they would date for years and years and years and then they find their right partner, you know, later in life, and then they get married. So there's really not any age limitation or age restriction on when to get married. When you find that one person that you think of family and the picture of them pops up in your mind, then you can get married and live your best life with that person and travel and have kids and have businesses and, you know, just enjoying life with that one person that knows is your best friend, is your mentor, is your inspiration, is your teacher, is your lover, is your everything, is your therapist, you know, is a smile keeper, you know, the one person that even if you get mad at them, but when you see them, you just smile and be like, you really annoyed me, but I still love you. You know, the person that will provide you with constructive criticism, because I think that's important, and the person that would allow you to grow, but also be willing to grow with you, be willing to adapt to the new you that you're becoming. So,
yeah, I'm gonna have to cut it short, Nombela. Sorry for that, Kangbolali. But yeah, I'm laughing because of all the things I believe. This must be everything. This one person must be for me. Abo, they must be all these things. Hey, Mara, we ask for a lot, eh?
yeah, you have to if you're gonna live the rest of your life together.
Yeah, you have to. You must be everything.
They can't be everything, but at least your most critical things must be covered. It's not fair to ask for like everything, but your most critical. You know, if you know that you're a person who's a go-getter, you're gonna need a supporter. So at least you must tick that support box that person has got my back.
Absolutely. That is very important. Yeah, and I think that also takes knowing yourself, knowing what you need, because if you don't know what you need, then how are you going to know what's okay? This person is exactly what I need and is only using double. So I'm going to read.
True.
Thank you, Mrs. M. I'm going to read the last text message from Anonymous, and then we are going to wrap up our conversation because we are left with just 2 minutes. I'm going to try to race while reading this. So Anonymous says, if one gets lucky, they should go for it. I mean, there's always room to there's always room for regret later on. And then they put the laughing emoji and they said, I'm joking. For me, I think in our early 20s, one should wait until at least late 29, 30, if lucky. Yes, it's nice to marry if you found the one. But really, in this day, one needs to enjoy being independent. Yay! Umshado, I'll feed you with rainbows only. I think that is true. And then Omunye, Omunye said, I think we should wait. Although I love relationships of commitments, but I do feel like at our early 20s, it's when you start to explore life, being exposed to different things and people, trying something different, challenges, worse on your own, and some you cannot even share to your partner. And that can lead to anger and conflicts. At that phase of your life, I don't think you should be taking such serious decisions. I think if you wait and try to settle your life and find yourself, then later you can decide to marry. Yeah.
And I think those two messages that just did a great wrap up for us.
They did, hey?
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah.
From two different perspectives.
But maybe from my side, I think I could just say that young people Just go out there and focus on your education, focus on starting your business. Let love find you on your way to your success, so that it's not a distraction, but it's your, it's part of you growing.
Absolutely. And also for guys, like men, because I've had conversations with a few of my guy friends, and there's so much pressure on men, especially nowadays when they're in relationships, like they have to be providers to females. And so if you're gonna get married now and you're still trying to get your life together when already there's this much pressure on men, ooh, so they need to have this, they need to do this, you're gonna find yourself in kingin
gempel.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's been a great conversation.
It has.
It's been a great conversation, yeah.
Until we meet again on next week, Tuesday.
Until Tuesday. Thank you so much, Afika.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.